people have reported that receive the phone calls, that the caller will then offer to call to the person's home to administer the vaccination to them. And that's quite sinister in itself, you know, and worrying. The HSE will never text or call anybody requesting personal information, and they will certainly never request payment for a COVID test or for a COVID vaccination. Your local GP will be your first point of contact in relation to the COVID vaccination. And it's free. You cannot access the vaccination privately. Something like this becomes more believable to them when they receive a phone call or receive a text inviting them to receive their vaccination. Of course, it does seem more believable. We would just ask people as well to perhaps make, you know, members of their family, people that are living alone, more vulnerable members in their community, if they could make them aware of this, because not everybody's on social media and sees these warnings, you know, and we'd like everybody to be very much aware of it. Yeah, so just really look, in relation to any scam, and we do say this often, but don't ever give out any personal details. You know, if you receive a text message or a phone call requesting personal information, your date of birth, banking details, PPS number, never give out those sorts of pieces of information over the phone or by text. As you said, the HSE will never call or text and ask for your PPS number, your home address. They will certainly not request any payment for a COVID test or a vaccine. Really and truly, don't give away any personal data. Don't ever disclose who you live with. Don't disclose if you live alone, you know. If you receive such a call, hang up. And if you fall victim to such a call, also it's important to say, you know, some people possibly may have fallen victim to this already.
Be shy about it.
Yeah, and they may feel embarrassed about it. They don't know who to contact. Please don't feel embarrassed. Come to us.